Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. This may be autumn, but Brown County is in full bloom, artistically speaking. The state's premier home for artists since the days of T.C. Steele more than a century ago, Brown County is especially busy in October and November. You've got the rolling hills, changing leaves, great shopping for holiday gifts, and in October they hold the Brown County Studio Tour, a self-guided opportunity to see more than a dozen home studios and more than 20 Brown County artists and craftspeople. Michelle Heather Pollack helped organize the tour and was hard at work in her own studio when we visited the other day.
My work is stitched paper, so I'm appliquing paper in essence. I'm hand cutting small pieces of paper out of different colors and layering them up and sewing through them to make images. And then I'm putting those onto the covers of hand-bound books that I hand stitch the books together. So that's basically what I make.
How long have you been doing this and how did you get started?
I've been doing this full-time for about 7 years now and then part-time for years before that. And how I got started is a strange story. I'd always made things since I was a little child, and then I diverted from that and got a chemical engineering degree at Purdue and went up and worked full-time as an engineer doing research and development, but decided that that wasn't my dream job. So I went back to school and got a Master of Fine Arts in Poetry. And the poetry led me to hand bookbinding because I wanted a physical object to hold the poetry that I was writing. So I studied hand bookbinding at the Minnesota Center for Book Arts. And then I had one of those light bulb moments when I was sewing a book together. I realized that I was sewing paper, essentially. And I'd always made collages. And I started sewing into my collages. And then I started sticking things through the sewing machine that people probably would tell me you shouldn't stick through sewing machines. And the next thing you know, I've got this medium that I work in, this sort of unique medium that I developed myself in a way. There are other people who stitch in paper, but since they don't really teach it anywhere, everyone's work is very different because we've all kind of come to it.
Is it 250 artists in Brown County?
Some are. There's at least 250 artists in Brown County. Some of them do it full time and they do the art fair circuit like I do, or galleries or combinations of those things. Some of them are much more part time. They still have full time jobs somewhere. And then they're doing this in their evenings and weekends. There's a lot of talent here. Everything from painting, which has a long tradition here, goes back to T.C. Steele. In 1907 when he moved here. A lot of plein air painters, outdoor art contests, those kinds of things. But then we have a lot of fine craft too, a lot of pottery and weaving. And I think what I do falls into fine craft as well, with the bookbinding and knitting and woodworking and metalworking. A lot of us know each other. We have sort of a community of artists here, and that manifests itself in a lot of ways, one of which is like this tour, because it was put together by artists and it's run by artists.
How does the tour work?
The tour is really simple. You just pick up a brochure, or you can download the brochure from the website, and it's free, and there's a map, and there's road signs on the road, and you just pick out which studios you think sound interesting, and you just drive yourself from one studio to the other, down our windy back roads, through the woods, which as the leaves start to change, it's going to get pretty fantastic, and visit the artists, see their studios, watch them demonstrate their work, ask them questions.
So any time of the year, people can come to Brown County and find an array of art.
Yes. First of all, a handful of the studios that are on the studio tour. So even if you can't come in October, you can get the map. A handful of them are open all year round. So you can look for the symbol on the map and you can go visit them anytime you come. And then there are dozens of galleries in Nashville that carry mostly local work. So a lot of the artists that are on the tour and extra other artists display their work in Nashville year-round.
And there's an advantage to going to the studio to meet the artist and see this environment.
Yes, this time of year, you can go downtown and you can see some of this work and you can walk in and you can buy it, and there's great shops and galleries, and I would recommend people do that. But this is a little different. This, you get to go into the actual working spaces. One of the requirements we have to let an artist be on the tour is that it has to be their home working space. So it has to be the space that they work in and day out. You're going to see the way they've arranged their studio, how they use their materials, how they live, because it's our houses mostly, and most of us live tucked way back into the woods. Like, I live on a little lake, kind of far from the road, but it's definitely worth driving back on those roads to see the kind of fantastic studios tucked back in the woods.
What is it about Brown County that has made it such a center for this kind of thing?
Oh, I think most people will tell you the landscape, of course. It's just beautiful here. It's beautiful year-round. People like to come in October because the leaves become spectacular, but I think it's just as beautiful in April when the dogwoods and the redbuds are blooming. And then in the winter, when we do get snow on the trees, there's so many places to go out and hike and walk in the state park and Yellowwood Forest, and people paint outside, and I think that the environment is a big thing, the inspiration. But the other part of it is the community. There's a big arts community here. Nashville is one of five communities in the state that has gotten an arts and cultural district designation, and that's largely because of the large number of artists we have and all of the work that we've done together to create galleries and things like the studio tour. And it's a very supportive place to live if you're an artist, if you're a working artist.
Michelle Heather Pollock, an artist in stitched paper and one of the leaders of the Brown County artists community. We visited with her on the Brown County Studio Tour, a self-guided driving tour that includes more than a dozen home studios. This is a great time to visit Brown County. More details at browncountystudiotour.com. Sunshine
daydream, walking in the tall trees, going where the wind. Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
There's no place quite like Brown County elsewhere in Indiana. And this month, as many folks start thinking about the changing leaves, the coming holidays, the annual Brown County Studio Tour is underway. It's a free, self-guided driving tour that includes more than a dozen home studios and the work of more than 20 Brown County artists and craftspeople. As organizers point out, these folks are working on everything from paintings to hand-woven rugs, from pottery and jewelry to gourd art and hand-bound books, from metalwork to handcrafted brooms, from woodworking and photography to stone carving and mixed media. We stopped at Michelle Pollock's studio, which you just heard. We were also at the home of Brad Cox, who works in metals, and Chris Gustin, a weaver.
I've been doing this for 47 years, beginning in college as a class that I took to get out of college. I enjoy what I do, and I've surrounded myself with lots of yarn and color and ideas, things that just inspire me to create. I love to be outside. I spend a lot of time where I can see nature, where I can hear the animals that are here in Brown County, the flowers. We have gardens, and just really enjoy being in nature.
You make different kinds of things, rugs and clothing and
Other household items. I experiment with blankets and throws, scarves, shawls, and recycled material for the rugs.
And not just from yarn, but what other sorts of things have you used to make?
Besides industry waste, whatever we can find that could be recycled and would process into something that would be usable as a rug, we've tried.
Talk about the studio tour, the Brown County Studio Tour. What happened? Do people come by to see you?
October is a wonderful time in Brown County anyway. We thought that this group of artists would like to get together and open their studios in October to show the people what we do as they were touring the county. It's an arrangement that we have between us that we will open these studios to people.
And this is a busy time because you're headed toward the holiday season.
Yes, and our fall shows, our holiday shows. The idea was that we're going to be in the studio anyway, working on things for November. Why not have the studio open and be able to talk to people and get to meet the tourists that were coming to Brown County?
We also got to meet Brad Cox, who bought some land in the woods and built his own replica grist mill. Think of a 2-ton water wheel next to a mill that is a wood lover's dream inside. 10-inch poplar beams, walnut flooring, cherry ceilings. Brad's studio is nearby. This is what it sounds like as he uses his welding and metalworking skills to create unique pieces of art. He also made that giant water wheel, by the way.
I have a metal art studio in Brown County in Nashville, Indiana. I always came to Brown County when I was a little kid. I mean, many, many times my dad or my aunt would bring me to Brown County. And the job that I did was kind of high-intensity job, welding on live gas lines and kind of really high, which I like that part. I like the higher, the better things. But you always had people you were responsible for, so you're kind of, you know, at edge. And every time I'd get off this exit here, if you know, when you get off I-65, there's the first hill you see, and it's actually in Bartholomew County, right before Brown County. But every time I would see that hill, I'd hit the buttons and I'd let the windows down. I don't care if it's 30 degrees out, and I'd just give a sigh of relief. And so I didn't think about any of that when I was down here, you know, and it relaxed me a lot. And, you know, I get goosebumps talking about it. But so I just really wanted to always be down here and live down here. I just had to figure out a different way to be able to do that.
And what was your previous job like?
It was good, too. I've seen a lot of places. We went from Fort Lauderdale to, you know, Bay City, Michigan, Omaha, Nebraska, building the jet fuel hydrostatic tanks and all the big, huge structures that you see in the refineries, and a lot of X-ray welding and, you know, a lot of things like that.
What is it that you've built here? Talk about this property, where we are and what we're seeing in the background and what you do here.
All right, so we actually canoe this area a lot with our kids, and we were always on this creek down here. And one day I came through the woods here, and I seen a spot where the water was really flowing through the valley, and I thought it'd be a great spot for a lakeside. And I actually was still building my other cabin over there, and my wife said, we don't need one more thing to do. We do not need to, you know, buy that property. But I ended up purchasing the property, and we were working on it, clearing it, and I was wore out in my living room on my couch one night, and she said, why don't we build one of those on the property? And when she meant by one of those is she pointed on the wall, and we had a picture of an old grist mill painting. I'll show you when we go in there. And it never crossed my mind, you know, about the grist mill. And it was like a big light shone, you know, like the Blues Brothers movie. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna build a big wheel on that property. So that's kind of how I didn't build it specifically for a grist mill site. So that's how I, you know, thought of the idea.
Talk about your art. Tell me what it is that you do and how you got started with that and what you're trying to do.
So being a construction guy, thinking construction minded, you know, we had a lot of things that are meticulous. These tanks had floating roofs in them and they had to be just right or they'd hang up. You know, your welds had to be right or they'd bust gasoline all over. So starting off, you know, I had just the regular things, trying to think of lamps and things people needed and functional things, and I probably only had about 4 designs or 5 designs, spiders, a whole pumpkins and some things like that. So as I started doing it more, it came a little easier to me, different ideas, and you know, I take a lot of repurposed and recycled things. Sometimes you have to really look at it to see what it is. It's not, you know, like a shovel bird or something you can pick out a piece really. Sometimes you really have to look at it to see, oh yeah, you know, the tail of that dragonfly is a walnut pick from a nut set. You know, you notice it's a dragonfly, but you don't know, look at the tail.
There's something special about Brown County, isn't there? Explain Brown County for your friends who've never been here before.
You know, I think the biggest thing, you can have a tourist place and you can build structures and build some little things to bring the tourists in. You have to have those too, but it's more the people, I think, in Brown County. Just good people here and just a different feel here, a more relaxed feel, you know.
Metalworking artist Brad Cox at his Cox Creek Mill in Brown County. He's part of the Brown County Studio Tour with other artists, including Chris Gustin, who you heard earlier. This is a great time to visit the area. All the details are at browncountystudiotour.com. Give me that country side of life, a place where I
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
So we drove to southern Indiana the other day, past Gnawbone and Nashville, and out into the woods to meet some of the local artists on the Brown County Studio Tour. It's a great opportunity to see some of the region's most talented, creative artists right where they work. The tour is organized each October, and Michelle Heather Pollack is helping put it together.
If you go on the tour, the first part of it is you get to wander some beautiful back roads. So you're going to, you know, get to see nature. You're going to get to see the part of Brown County that made most of us choose to come live here. Then when you get to the studio, you're going to get to see the actual workspace. And I think a lot of people who have never seen an artist's workspace probably don't know what to imagine. You know, you think about what you've maybe seen in movies, or you think about the people that do the painting instruction on TV, what their studios look like. Well, we work in these studios. So they're not necessarily perfectly neat, but you're going to get to see what it's like day to day for us, what it's like working. And I really like doing the tour as an artist, because I would say most people who come through, they spend time with me. They'll stay for a half hour or longer and talk with me about what I do and where I get my inspiration and how I work. And they're very interested in kind of how we make things. And then I think it's more fun for people to take something home with them when they've seen how it's made, when they've seen the equipment it's made on, the tools that have been used, when they've talked with us. And so they know our story, and then they get to take a little piece of that home with them.
So this is your busy time between fall and heading into the holiday season.
I make holiday-themed artwork as well. I do autumn-themed for this time of year. People who come to Brown County like to take a little piece of the beautiful autumn trees that they saw home with them. So I make some of that. And then I make a lot of Christmas items, ornaments and cards and some framed pieces for holiday decorating. And the busy time for most people who have any kind of retail, including artists, is between now and Christmas. Because people, I see more and more people wanting to buy the people in their lives something different and something special. And I think that's what I and the other artists around here, what we do is, you know, offer you a chance to buy something not necessarily expensive. We all have things that are very reasonably priced that can be bought for gifts, that you can give something that you know they've never seen before. So between now and Christmas is, yes, it's more than full-time work between now and Christmas.
You're a poet.
Yes.
You still are. It's not that you stopped being a poet because you're working in mixed media. As you moved here and you looked at this beauty and everything, and you do this hiking and walking, did you find yourself writing about any of this?
Absolutely. I mean, I found that moving here, my artwork changed. I do more nature than I used to do. And my writing changed. What's interesting now that I'm doing the studio full time is most of the writing I do is actually in conjunction with my artwork. So I do have artwork pieces that have my text in them, that have my parts of my poems in them, in the pieces. And I find I do that more than I do standalone poetry for publication. So it's a different form of publication. Like, there's a piece behind you there that actually has one of my poems stitched right into it.
So that's an
example. Can I read that? It says, we can wish away the best part of everything if we're not careful. The other side of the story is that wishing itself might be all there is. Meanwhile, stars are born and die, and I'm too busy to notice their glorious demonstrations. In the basement, on clear summer nights, a Ouija board between our bare knees spelled out the names of constellations we had not yet had the patience to learn.
What does everybody ask you?
Well, okay, you want to know what the number one question I get is. How do you drive in and out of here in the winter? That's actually the number one question I get, because we live on a gravel road. And the answer is four-wheel drive. It's not a very exciting answer, but we do live here all through the winter, and it does feel like, I mean, you know, I'm 2 miles from the highway, so you're not exactly, you know, lost, but it does feel like you're in the middle of nowhere when you're here, and I love that. I love living here.
Brown County is a fun place to visit.
It is.
When your friends talk with you about that, what advice do you have for them about coming here?
About what to do? There's about anything you want. Obviously, I'm really into the arts side of it. But like I said, there's a state park and the state forest, which is just has lots of opportunities if you like to hike or walk. There's biking. There's kayaking on Salt Creek now. There's golf. There's Explore Brown County, which ironically is owned by one of the artists in the county. It has zip lining and paintball. And so there now is about anything you could want to do in a beautiful environment. So what more could you ask for?
What if you were describing Nashville? What it's like, how it's changed?
I love going to Nashville. It's a cute town that's maintained its sort of historical look. There's actually, they've done that intentionally, made sure that it stayed historic. It's got a wide variety of things, a lot of really nice galleries. A lot of people I talk to, you know, they used to come 30 years ago and more and say everything was handmade. And then we have heard some people say, well, I don't go there anymore because they don't have all of that anymore. But it's not true. There's a large number of galleries and places where you can get homemade fudge and ice cream. And now we have a brewery and we have several wineries. And there's a lot of really fun, unique, local things that you can find in Nashville.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night.
Michelle Heather Pollock, one of the leaders of October's Brown County Studio Tour, a chance to meet more than 20 artists and craftspeople at their studios on a self-guided driving tour. It's a great time to visit Brown County. You can find more details at browncountystudiotour.com. And that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
Hi, just a reminder that we're in our fall fundraising campaign. Love to hear from you. Could you help give us a boost? Your support ensures that we can continue shows like Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and even Indiana Weekend. Please donate at indianapublicradio.org or give us a call right now at 1-800-646-1812.